Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jairus' doubt and Jesus' reassurance, the resurrection of Jairus' daughter, and how this strengthened faith. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 8, verses 49 to 54. That's Luke chapter 8, verses 49 to 54. While he was still speaking, someone from the synagogue way official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." On hearing this, Jesus answered him, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith and she will be saved." When he arrived at the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the child's father and mother. All were weeping and mourning for her when he said, "Do not weep any longer, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him because they knew that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called to her, "Child, arise!"
Jairus, an important official in the synagogue, had just witnessed a powerful miracle performed by Jesus. A woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for years was healed simply by touching Jesus. It was an incredible display of God's power, and Jairus was filled with hope. But his hope quickly turned to anguish as he awaited news about his gravely ill daughter. The wait was excruciatingly painful for Jairus. Doubt began to creep in as he wondered if Jesus would be able to heal his daughter too. Was it already too late? Just when Jairus couldn't bear the wait any longer, a messenger arrived with devastating news. His daughter had passed away. The news hit him like a ton of bricks, and he was overcome with grief. But in the midst of Jairus' despair, Jesus spoke words of reassurance and comfort. He told Jairus not to be afraid and to have faith in him. Jesus promised that his daughter would be saved. These words reminded Jairus that even in the face of death, there is always hope. He was being encouraged to hold on to his faith, to believe that Jesus could still do the impossible. With those words echoing in his heart, Jairus and Jesus made their way to his home. As they entered the house, the scene was filled with grief and sorrow. Everyone was weeping and mourning for the loss of the young girl. The people around Jairus ridiculed Jesus. They knew that she was dead. How could Jesus possibly claim otherwise? But Jesus knew something that they didn't. He had the power to conquer death itself. With confidence and authority, Jesus took the girl's lifeless hand into his own. He called out to her, and in an instant, the impossible became a reality. The girl opened her eyes and rose from her deathbed, alive and well. The miraculous event left everyone in awe. They witnessed the incredible power of Jesus, the power that could conquer even death itself. And at that moment, their faith in him was strengthened, and their belief in the impossible was solidified. Reflecting on Jairus' story, we are reminded of the importance of our relationship with Jesus. Are we actively seeking him and deepening our faith? Or are we becoming stagnant and complacent, satisfied with where we are? God is never satisfied with our complacency. He continually tests us, inviting us to a higher living by practicing greater virtue and relying more and more on him. As we respond to these tests and cooperate with his grace, we are rewarded with even more graces. The story of Jairus and his daughter serves as a reminder that with Jesus, nothing is impossible. Even in the face of death, there is always hope. It encourages us to hold on to our faith and trust that Jesus can do incredible things in our lives. So let us not become complacent in our walk with Jesus. Let us continually seek him, deepen our faith, and believe in the impossible. For with Jesus, there is always hope, and he has the power to turn the impossible into a reality.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude and awe for the miraculous deeds you perform in our lives. Like Jairus, we sometimes face challenges that seem insurmountable and doubt threatens to overshadow our faith. Yet, in those moments of despair, you remind us of your unfailing love and boundless power. Lord, strengthen our faith and grant us the courage to trust in you, even when circumstances appear bleak. Help us to anchor ourselves in your promises, knowing that with you, all things are possible. Just as you brought life to Jairus' daughter, breathe new life into our weary souls and fill us with hope. Teach us to surrender our doubts and fears to you, trusting that you are always working for our good. May our prayers be lifted up to you with sincerity and confidence, knowing that you hear us and respond according to your perfect will. In your mercy, Lord, grant us the grace to walk boldly in faith, believing in your power to bring about miracles in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness and for the assurance that you are always with us, guiding us through every trial and triumph. We offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Until we meet again, may God's grace go with you, bringing joy, peace, and abundant blessings. Goodbye, friends.